Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 17, Punishment and Reward of Kali, Text 2. Vrisham Mrinal Thavalam,
Vrisham Mrinal Thavalam,
Mehantam Iva Bibhyatam,
Mehantam Iva Bibhyatam,
Vipamanam Padaikena, Sīdantam Shūdra Tāḍitam,
Sīdantam Shūdra Tāḍitam.
Vrisham,
Vrisham,
the bull,
the bull.
Mrinala Dhavalam,
Mrinala Dhavalam,
as white as a white lotus,
as white as a white lotus.
Mehantam,
Mehantam,
urinating,
urinating.
Iva,
Iva,
as if,
as if.
Bibhyatam,
Bibhyatam,
be too afraid,
be too afraid.
Vepamanam,
Vepamanam,
trembling,
trembling.
Pada ekena,
Pada ekena,
standing on only one leg,
standing on only one leg.
Sidantam,
Sidantam,
terrified,
terrified.
Shudra Taditam,
Shudra Taditam,
being beaten by a Shudra,
being beaten by a Shudra.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. The bull was as white as a white lotus flower. He was terrified of the Shudra who was beating him, and he was so afraid that he was standing on one leg, trembling and urinating. Purport. The next symptom of the age of Kali is that principles of religion, which are spotlessly white, like the white lotus flower, will be attacked by the uncultured Shudra population of the age. They may be descendants of Brahmana or Kshatriya forefathers, but in the age of Kali, for want of sufficient education and culture of Vedic wisdom, such a Shudra-like population will defy the principles of religion, and persons who are religiously endowed will be terrified of such men. They will declare themselves as adherents of no religious principles, and many isms and cults will spring up in Kali Yuga, only to kill the spotless bull of religion. The state will be declared to be secular or without any particular principles of religion, and as a result there will be total indifference to the principles of religion. The citizens will be free to act as they like without respect for sadhu, shastra and guru. The bull standing on one leg indicates that the principles of religion are gradually diminishing. Even the fragmental existence of religious principles will be embarrassed by so many obstacles, as if in the trembling condition of falling down at any time. Om Jnanati Virangasya Jnana Jana Shalakaya Chakshurumilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhuṣṭam sthāpitam yena bhūtale svayam rūpa kadāmahyam dadāti svakadāntikam vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yudhakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rūpam Sākrajātam Sahagana Raghunathārvitam tam sajīvam sādvaitam sāvadūtam parijana sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalitam Shri Vishakhanditam Chcha Namo Om Krishna Padaya Krishna Krishthaya Bhutale Shri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Vesha Tarine Vancha Kalpataru Vyascha Kripasim Bhutya Devacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ. సో వి ఆర్ in that section of the Srimad Bhagavatam where the statements sound familiar because they are descriptions of our current age, of the age of Kali, this Kali Yuga. In the previous chapter, that is chapter 16, we have heard Mother Earth in the form of a cow expressing her distressed state of mind to the personification of religion, dharma, who has taken the form of a bull. And she is lamenting the pathetic condition of the people of this age. In other words, she has noticed that the age of Kali has dawned. In the first verse of the 17th chapter, Suta Goswami has explained that King Parikshit, as he was moving around his kingdom, came across a person who was dressed like a king but wasn't actually a king. He was beating a cow and a bull with a club. And Srila Prabhupada explains in the purport to that verse, which we discussed yesterday, that this is the principal age of the sign of Kali, that people of very low class mentality, without any Brahminical culture, without spiritual culture or knowledge, will actually take the posts of administrators, kings, and the principal business of such unqualified administrators will be that they will kill innocent animals, especially cows and bulls, and there will be large-scale slaughter in organized slaughterhouses. So these are some of the important things that Kali Yuga will see. And in the next verse, second verse, which we have seen today, further symptoms of Kali Yuga are being explained. It is mentioned by Suta Goswami that the personification of dharma or religion, who had taken the form of a bull, was white as a white lotus flower. The color white represents purity. And there are different kinds of lotus flowers. The lotus flower also represents purity. Another word for the lotus is pankaja. Here the word mrinal is used. There are many beautiful words for lotus. You see, Sanskrit is such a wonderful language that for any given word, you could have dozens and dozens of synonyms. And the even more wonderful part is, you could evolve or invent new words. And each of these words could be legitimate or proper, even though no one else has invented them before. So long as you follow the rules of grammar, you put together certain words, and it could mean something, and you could be right. For example, it is said that in Sanskrit there are about 70 to 75 synonyms for water. Just the word water. How many synonyms in English for water? H2O, or you'd be hard pressed to think of some synonyms for water. Okay, you have 75. Similarly, very, very large number, dozens and dozens of synonyms for earth, for fire. Similarly, for the word lotus, there are many, many words. For us as devotees who study Srimad Bhagavatam, the lotus is a very commonly mentioned word, because Krishna is compared to the lotus. What about Krishna is compared to the lotus?
Lotus
eyes, lotus face, lotus mouth, lotus lips, lotus hands, lotus feet, lotus navel. Kunti Maharani has prayed also. Namaha Pankajanabhaya, Namaha Pankajamaline. She has said, I pray, I glorify that Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, who has a navel like a lotus flower. I also glorify that Krishna who has a garland of lotus flowers. Namaha Pankaja Netraya, Namaste Pankajangraye. I glorify that Krishna who has eyes like lotus petals and who has feet like the lotus flower. Angri, Angri means feet. Like we have Pankajangri, Prabhu in Mayapur. So Pankaj means lotus, Angri means feet. So the comparison to Krishna and the lotus is there many, many times, all through the Srimad Bhagavatam and in all the devotional literatures. The lotus is a very important flower for us, because time and again comparisons are made with the lotus flower. The lotus flower is significant for two reasons. One is for its beauty, and everything about Krishna or Krishna consciousness is beautiful. And second, the comparison of the lotus is significant because the lotus is a symbol of purity. Why so? The word panka means mud, and ja comes from the word janma, which means to take birth, or that which is born. So the lotus may be born even in a muddy area, which is dirty, but it remains pure. In the Bhagavad Gita also, Lord Krishna says, we should be Padma Patra Vivambhasa, that we should be like the lotus flower, the lotus leaf actually. Padma is the lotus, Patra is the leaf. Eva means like, Ambhasa means the water. The lotus flower or the leaf is in the water but doesn't get wet. Have you ever tried to put drops of water on a lotus leaf? It just flows away, it will never stay. The lotus leaf doesn't absorb water, it just flows off. The water just coagulates into drops and then flows away. So the lotus flower is like that. It remains pure even though in the midst of impure circumstances. So because of its beauty, and because of its purity, everything in spiritual life, especially Krishna, is compared to the lotus. So Pankaja is one meaning. Another word here is Mrinal. Mrinal is another word for the lotus. Can you think of some other words for lotus which we come across in the Srimad Bhagavatam, even in the Bhagavad Gita? Can you think of some synonyms for lotus? Think of the different names of Krishna that you hear in the devotee community. I mentioned Pankajangri. Yes? Pankajangri. So that's love. Yes?
Ambuja.
Ambuja. Yes, very good. What is the meaning of Ambuja? Ambu means water. Ja means to be born. So that which is born in the water. So you see, you can analyze the words and understand the meaning. You combine different words for water and for being born, and you get new word. Ambuja. What else?
Kamala.
Kamala. Very good. Kamala. Like Krishna can be called Kamala Lochana. or Kamala Netra, Lochana, similarly another word that has multiple synonyms is eyes. Eyes also comes, is mentioned many times in the Bhagavatam. Krishna's lotus eyes, Netra, Lochana, Aksha, dozens and dozens of synonyms for the word eyes. Dozens and dozens of synonyms for lotus. Just have different combinations and you'll get hundreds of names for Krishna. Yes? So you can invent unlimited names for Krishna and all of them will be legitimate. Provided you follow, as I said, certain laws of grammar. So what a wonderful thing. So what other words for lotus? Padma. Then? Saroja. Very nice. The word Sara also means a lake. Ja again, born. So that which is found in a beautiful lake. Saroja. Very nice. Nalini. Very nice. Nalini is also a word for lotus. And there are different types of lotus. Those of you who like this kind of thing, interested, you could actually do some research and make a long list of names for lotus. Similarly, names for eyes, synonyms for eyes, and combine it, and you will get so many names of Krishna. Similarly, for feet, and the synonyms, and lotus, combine them. Different combinations. So Krishna is the one who has lotus feet. Yes.
Malini.
Yes, also. Malini actually refers to the garlands also. So, the lotus is of different kinds. Here, we are hearing about Mrinala Dhavala. Dhavala means white. But there's also other types of lotus flowers. Some can be blue. It's called a Nilotpala. There are different types of lotus flowers. There's Utpala, there is Kamala, there are different varieties of species of lotus flowers. Not just one lotus. Maybe those who are into gardening and horticulture, you would know more about these things. There are different types. Even in the Srimad Bhagavatam, if you read carefully, you'll find a variety of lotus flowers being discussed. So Srimad Bhagavatam contains all departments of knowledge, botany, horticulture, and every metallurgy, whatever branch you can think of is all there in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So there is Nilotpala. Utpala is also a kind of a lotus. Nila refers to blue. So there are some blue lotus flowers as well. So here we are hearing about a white lotus flower. To emphasize the purity. It's a lotus and plus it's white. So the lotus is a symbol of purity. The color white is also a symbol of purity. So white lotus is especially a symbol of purity. And this is a comparison here because we are talking about principles of religion which must be spotlessly white, which must be spotlessly clean, pure. So therefore Srila Prabhupada explains in the purport, the next symptom of the age of Kali is that the principles of religion, which are all spotlessly white, like the white lotus flower, will be attacked by the uncultured Shudra population of this age. So the